Talk to me, no matter what you feel. It'll all be alright if you talk to me. Hi, this is Scott Anderson. Welcome to my podcast, Wandering Through the Reality of Summer 2022. I have a few questions I'd like to start my podcast out with. First of all, if truly the 2020 election was corrupt and basically not feasible or viable, then we have to assume that the 2022 midterms are also not reliable and also bad and false. So the victories by Trump-backed candidates probably should be walked back because there's corruption there. Just what are the questions? The other question has to do with where this country is going. I am a longtime advocate for the United States, for what we've brought to the world, for what ultimately, as a nation, we've delivered. Not only the promise, but the things that have been done. Look, we've done a few bad things. Every nation does. It's part of the process of moving from, you know, any kind of government to democracy. There's going to be bad things done. It's an unfortunate reality. It's not a, you know, gosh and golly gee, things are horrible. It's a, look, things are going to be done. So my question has to do with, you know, what is democracy worth? What does it ultimately mean? And then my third and last question for today has to do with gun control. And it's interesting. For many years, the National Rifle Association basically worked very hard to make sure that congressmen would not allow any scientific funding for studies of gun violence. It was a calculated campaign, and sadly, it has come to fruition that it didn't pay off. The reality of the situation now is that as people look at and begin to evaluate the gun data, the violence data that hasn't been studied for years, things are pretty scary. Interesting fact, after the Sandy Hook horrific event, the horrifying events of Sandy Hook, there was a call nationwide for gun control, and gun sales spiked. In fact, every time you see a large call for gun control in the United States, gun sales spike. That's a terrifying thought. The other terrifying thought is during COVID, when people were home, there were a significant number more childhood gun-related deaths than before. Children are home, guns are home, the risk is greater if the guns are not properly stored. Just some facts, right? Just some facts to kind of throw out in that conversation about, you know, gun control. What does gun control really mean? Well, gun control doesn't mean that people can't buy guns. It means that people that shouldn't buy guns can't buy guns. And people that have guns should use them and control them safely. I have a really dear friend who lives in Washington State who has a bunch of older muzzle loaders that he absolutely adores. There's two adults in that house. There's no children. And yet he still keeps them locked in a gun safe in the garage. He doesn't put them out for open display, even though it takes a good 45 to 50 seconds to load one of them before you fire it. He doesn't make it easy for people to get at the guns. They're locked in a safe. And I think that's the situation we're in now. We have a country that has a bunch of guns, and I think we need to have more gun safes. I think we need to have more guns locked in safes. I understand the fear that causes people to purchase a gun. I would never personally limit a woman's right if she feels that the person that is stalking her, male or female person that is stalking her, is going to do violence. She has every right to buy a gun. And the same is true for a young man or someone that identifies in between, or somebody that identifies either way. It doesn't matter. If you feel scared and you feel a gun will put you in a better position, then you should by all means be able to buy a gun. Now, if your intent is to buy that gun so you can walk out and stalk your stalker and kill your stalker, then I think we have to talk about why that isn't a good idea, first off. And second of all, that isn't really what gun control would allow. Gun control is taking guns away from people that shouldn't have them. You know, they always talk about, and you always see the NRA is very quick and they rush to, you know, look, the reason that this particular incident was so bad was this person was crazy. This person had serious mental issues. Well, if they had serious mental issues, they should have never been able to buy a gun. Guns are, like cars, you know, something that can kill people. You know, at some point, if you have 2, 4, 6, 8, you know, DUIs, they take away your right to drive. You're not allowed to drive anymore. Of course, sadly, in that scenario, people still drive and ultimately, you know, ultimately cause accidents and kill people. But that's a different problem. The reality is, you know, a number of DUIs result in not really necessarily being the right person to be driving, but they still drive. So the reality of the situation right now is we have this problem. We have an organization, the NRA, that has pumped millions of dollars into advertising and into the pockets of senators and congressmen to get them to remain in the pantheon of keep guns for everyone. We have an amendment, and I agree with that amendment. It allows for the provision that people have the right to bear arms. The right to bear arms does not give you the absolute authority to bear arms. It simply gives you the right to own guns. It does not do anything else. I think it's time that we as a nation start looking at what it is that we really want. Because the other side of all those years of not studying gun violence is there's a number of studies being done about the impact of gun violence on children. And the impact of gun violence on children, even if the gun is fired in the school and no one is injured, is significant. And that significance is very terrifying, because the reality is I'm a former school teacher. I look at these situations that are going on now, and you know, I know that it would have been impossible for me. I would have never let any of my kids get hurt. I would have stood between them and any shooter that was in my school. And I know a bunch of teachers that I worked with that would have stood between a shooter and the person they were protecting. That was my job. So it is a sad reality right now that we are where we are. My name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. Thank you so much for listening.